Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, it's good to be back in the studio today, and I like when I'm not alone. So many times I'm in this padded room, and that's where people send me, just me. But today I have with me, as I have this week, missionary Noah Bake. And he and his wife are BIMI missionaries on deputation headed to Central Africa. And yesterday we ended up talking about a trip they had made with Brother Eric Bowman, our Africa director. So Noah, pick back up there and tell us about the trip you took.
Yeah, so the Lord had put it on our hearts, my wife and I, to try to get more involved in missions and start maybe go out full time. And my preacher had heard about that, and there's some others in the church that were kind of in a similar position. So he decided we were going to take a group out there to Uganda and see the mission field. And we went out, and now I had been to Uganda before, and I had already, you know, kind of had an idea what we wanted to do, but what we wanted to do was a little different than what the rest of the group wanted to do. So we hung out with the group for about half the trip, and then we split off and we did our own thing. And we went up to the border where there is a tribe of pygmies up there that a friend of mine has been trying to work with and is overwhelmed and can't do it all. And we wanted to see what the Lord's doing there and that, you know, if he would burden us to maybe go and work with them, you know, with the long-term goals and things. And it was such a blessing to see what's going on over there. You know, there's a lot that could be said about that.
Amen. So you've mentioned this already a couple of times, but I have not asked you yet, but you feel it's your burden going to that part of the world is to reach a specific group of people.
Yeah. I think our focus is mainly on pygmies. To put it more broadly, though, what we really like to do and see is there's a lot of people groups in the world, a lot of areas in the world that there just aren't very many missionaries there. And there's reasons for that. It might be more dangerous in that part of the world. It might be just hard to live there for various reasons. There's a lot of reasons for that. And God calls people the way he calls them. But we really want to fill in those gaps where it's hard to be there. And the pygmies are a majorly overlooked people group. As I travel, many people don't even know what they are.
Well, you're very right. There are parts of the world where there are a good number of missionaries, and there are other parts. We sort of leapfrog the Muslim countries.
Yes.
Because it's difficult. So when you're talking about going to your part of the world, it's not an easy place to live, is it?
Correct. Yeah, this part of Congo, and there's a lot of dimensions to it. A lot of it is world politics. But this corner of Congo is just very full of violence and a lot of things that really have hurt the ability for the gospel to easily travel. But it doesn't negate the fact that the gospel needs to get there.
Sure.
And so we want to do what we can.
Let me ask you a couple of hard questions. And I think I know the answer already, but what about your wife? Is she ready, willing, ready to go?
She is, yes. She's been called as long as I have, and she's excited about it. I am trying to set this up in a way because I do find it important to take care of your family.
Sure.
Which is why we're trying to live inside Uganda where it's relatively safe. You know, nothing legally that I'm aware of is stopping me from moving right in the middle of all that mess. But it doesn't do me any good if I'm not alive. And if my family can't make it either, it's just as bad. So we're trying to be smart about how we do this.
Yeah, you're right. None of us should have a martyr's complex.
Correct.
You might die a martyr, but not because you're trying to. That's not a smart thing.
Correct. Correct.
Well, as you hear this story from Brother Bake and about his family, again, I would ask that you keep them in mind and pray for them. And if maybe you're a pastor listening, you might want to contact them and have them come talk about their burden in your church. And we're proud to have young families. God is still calling people to go to the mission field, and we're so glad about that.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.